Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Should be noted, we have another update in the Twitter poll that has taken over the show today. Who is more popular in Cleveland right now, Shedeur Sanders or Joe Flacco? 550 votes in. 50.4% of people saying Shedeur Sanders. 49.6% of people saying Joe Flacco.
Well, you analysis. Know, yeah, just like past elections, doesn't matter by how much, Nick. Just all that matters is
you're really relying on the Electoral College, are we?
That's what we moved to. Yeah.
It's a little 2,000 of you.
Well, the popular vote doesn't win in that case. Remember, that's why we went to the Electoral College. So is our Twitter poll going to be meaningless as we go to a 4-person vote in the studio?
It annoys me when it happens in real life.
You thought about it.
I have real problems with the Electoral College.
You thought about it. We also shouldn't make it a 4-person vote because it'd probably get split right down the middle and then we'd be back where we started.
Unless we had a fifth person.
I can hear Jake way on the other side through the door. He loved that one.
There's nothing more that Jake loves when I mispronounce something.
He loved that.
Don't we have 5 people working on the show right now?
I was kicking Alant out of the conversation.
And why is that?
Real problematic last in between the break there from him, and I wanted this break,
not other breaks.
It's been a couple in a row now.
Yeah,
and we're trying to distance ourselves from anyone with those thoughts.
So he's stacking L's. Big Weech could be here already. Big Weech would be an impartial-ish kind of part of this.
Yeah, I think I know where the votes go in there. So yeah, we can let the Big Weech in.
Oh no! Now all of a sudden I have to just now see. I want.
Now we're turning this into the Supreme Court. We're just stacking our judges together.
I didn't want to stack judges. I like a fair and impartial-ish court. Now, with that being said, I noticed something today. So I went. Mm-hmm. So the last 2 days I've been able to, in spite of the weather, go on nice little hikes before the show. Because I've needed it. The weather being messed around just is killing me. It just is. It's affecting my energy, my mood, my sleep. So I'm finally doing something about it, just making sure that I fit in that walk and not making excuses to not go. But yesterday, I was walking around, and there's like a walk around the lake, and then there's a part where you can go hiking and go through all these little hills and little areas, and that's kind of my favorite part. And there was a girl that, I mean, she had to have been like 24, 25.
Is this like a Metro Parks type thing? Or is this?
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. And so I love it because I can get the outdoors part of it in the sunshine, and then I can go through the woods and it's fun. And I was walking behind her, and she was kind of doing the thing that I hate, which is it's a smaller trail and you're blocking the whole thing despite being a diminutive person.
Hmm.
But
if she was a large person, would it make more sense?
Yes.
Okay.
I can't help but block you when I'm walking on a path.
She's got a choice, left or right side.
Because I'm the size of the path. She is half the size of the path.
I do believe, by the way, we should treat it like you're in traffic. You know, if you're going, get on the right side, get on the side that you're supposed to be on.
Now, in fairness, that is how most people actually view it and how most people do it. But I noticed she was talking, full-fledged conversation on her phone while hiking in the woods. And it was one of those things where it just kind of caught me off guard because I was like, that's the last thing I want to do while hiking in the woods. And then today I'm out walking around the lake, getting ready to go up the hill on the hike. And there's a guy just lazily walking around. He had his dog, ignoring his dog completely and talking on his phone. And I started thinking back and like of all the times that I've walked and all the amount of times I've seen people on the phone, while they're walking or hiking.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't believe people do this. So like when I go for a hike, I go to disassociate from the world. I go for the peace of nature. I might have my earbuds in listening to music. Very, very, very rarely I'll listen to a podcast because I don't want to hear another person's voice. I don't want to hear my own damn voice. So I is this way more like bountiful than I thought it was? People talking on the phone while going for like big walks and hiking?
So you know me, I make maybe like 3 calls every 3 months. I just don't call a lot of people is my reality. But I have no problem with making a call. So when I walk, I'll listen to podcasts, right? And so that's how I do it, and I'm perfectly fine. But if somebody called me, I'd have no problem just taking the phone call. Why not? I don't walk for the disassociation of it all. I walk for the exercise of it.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're on a plan here. I'm trying to accomplish, let's do a half hour. Let's just get outside and do something. It's not really about being like one with nature for me.
So what's interesting about it is I understand wanting to pass time, which is what people do when they make these calls, on a lot of different like trivial activities.
Yeah, anytime you can exercise and not feel like you're exercising, that's a win. Like pickleball on Monday,
mm-hmm.
got a lot of cardio in, didn't even feel like it. I felt like it the next day, but I didn't feel like it in the moment. It's perfect.
Were you on your phone during pickleball?
Well, no, it's an active sport. I'm playing right. against people.
But what about like if you're on the treadmill? Will you talk to people if you're like?
Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah, down in the basement when I'm on the treadmill.
Doesn't that make it worse? Because then you're trying to measure your own breathing.
Oh, no, I've definitely taken phone calls on the treadmill. Yeah, definitely. And I don't take many phone calls, but I would, I'd block out time to even call people on the treadmill. Why not?
Like, of all the things, I do find walking and hiking to be meditative. I love anything that allows me to let go of my thoughts and then allow them to kind of free float. So that's why I love walking and golf. If I'm by myself, I'll just walk 9 or 18 holes myself. It'll take forever because I'm out of shape, but I'd prefer that because it allows me to let go of whatever I'm thinking about more and bring in more of my surroundings and enjoy myself.
So I do wonder if that's part of what I love about golf so much too, is the idea that like cell phone on the golf course is a big no-no.
Like I just thinking about like when that girl was having the conversation, while I was waiting for her to get the hint that there was a large man behind her that would like to pass her, because she also had little short legs, so she couldn't walk as fast as me either.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I was listening to her talk, and it was just a meaningless conversation. Just, what are you doing? And it gave me massive anxiety.
So I bet she loves the trail just because, because if you go to the gym, you can't do a phone call in the gym. That's a social no-no. And so I bet she loves it. She's out in public. She's out in front of the like nature, and she thinks she's all by herself. I think she probably thinks like, pat on the back, I'm doing a great job here by not going anywhere else where anyone can be bothered.
But why wouldn't you want to spend like, I understand. I don't understand. Why would you try and pass the time while doing something that in and of itself is passing the time?
Well, she's just getting exercise.
But yeah, but my point is, like, why would you want to speed through walking? There's nothing strenuous about walking, even hiking. Like, where I go, like, yeah, I get a little out of breath, and yeah, it works my legs.
You're killing two birds with one stone. You're like, you're exercising, you're also taking the care of the phone calls that you got to take care of, and then it just, I don't know, life moves on.
Mac, what do you got there?
So, as somebody that likes to make phone calls, I'll talk to my friends on the phone, everything like that. I also like going on hikes as well.
Mm-hmm.
And at times I'll be like you where, look, I want to just, you know, take it as a meditative, like listen to music or something like that and just kind of zone out while I, you know, take everything in. there's also a side of it for me where, like, while I'm talking to my friends on the phone, sometimes it's, you know, a way for me to kind of keep my focus. And if I'm able to go ahead and go on walks and kind of walk around, at least I walk around my neighborhood or something like that while I'm talking with some of my friends, and it allows me to kind of focus in on the conversation and be more present for that.
Is it bad that I don't even like going on walks with people? When I say going on walks, I mean, like, my express purpose is I want to walk for 40 to 45 to 50 to 60 minutes for my health. And I'm going to go on these walks. I hate it because it, and so, like, that's different than, like, I'm going to go on a 10-minute walk with Vanessa because we just want to be a little active. I don't mind. And me and Vanessa can hold hands and we'll talk. When I go to, like, walk, oh my God. And you, like, what you said of, like, well, it helps me kind of focus. To me, it's overwhelming. I already have an internal monologue that goes so quick and so fast and so just needlessly there and unavoidable that, like, even listening to music sometimes can be overwhelming because it's like it's like overwhelmed with a million different thoughts and it's hype, it's speeding things up. Every conversation just speeds my brain.
I don't think it'd be possible for me to do a 45-minute walk with no podcast, no talking to anybody, no anything.
That's not possible.
I'm telling you, I don't think it's possible for me to do a 45-minute walk where I just, I guess you're going to say I'm raw dogging the walk. Is that what I'm doing there?
That's exactly what you're doing.
That would feel like to me sitting in an airplane and having nothing to do, nothing to.
I need something else. I'm trying to think of a better word.
I'm just equating it for it's a similar thing to me. Like if I was sitting in an airplane versus if I was just walking around nature, I would need something in order to feel like I was even being productive during that stretch there. I could not do it for 45 minutes. I don't think I could.
216-474-0092. When I started watching people this week that were talking on the phone while walking and hiking, I started to realize more people do this than I realize because I zone out so much. I was curious, does he find that helpful? Does it help you? Because honestly, just thinking about it takes away some of the things that I love about walking. I think Jake had a point on this one as well. Jake, are you still with us, bud?
Yeah, I kind of think you're in the minority there, Nick, just because you have different intentions. When you go on the walk, you go on them to escape. And like Jonathan, I don't even know if I could go on a 20-minute walk without a podcast. I would just be so bored and in my own head with thoughts rather than actually enjoying the walk, which is the reason you go on them.
Yeah, I think the podcast is the reason why I enjoy the walk.
Yeah, it's like I have a podcast to listen to. Let's go on a walk just so I can listen to the podcast.
Oh, see, that other voice, it's just it confuses things in what I'm trying to work out. Maybe it's just that I need a lot of meditative things. Like I need meditation. I need golf as a meditative practice. I need walking as a meditative practice. Maybe it's just for me. But I'm legit surprised that I am the only person here that's like, I would rather lop off a finger than talk on the phone while going for a hike.
Oh yeah, I promise you that girl, she was thinking to herself like, I'm out in nature. Where out? This is the perfect time to make a phone call. And if anything, it's much better that I do it here as opposed to a place X, Y, or Z where all of a sudden I'm doing it in public.
Mac?
I was going to say too, I've even had it where I've listened to different podcasts and everything like that too, where I'm more receptive to it because I have the lack of everything else around me. I'm just focusing on the walk and taking all that in, that I'm actually more receptive to that podcast than I am if I were just sitting at home trying to listen to it.
Oh, see, the more relaxed I get, the more aware I am on how stupid something might be, and something might, like, that's the word. Relaxed, Nick, is the one that's the most critical, whereas the guy that's too busy might just get distracted from something if it's not very good. Just specific to the receptive part of this. 216-474-0092. Is it time for reinforcements for the Cleveland Guardians? That's coming up in 5 minutes right here on 92.3 The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.